welcome back to the Hikes Peak podcast. Thank you for coming back to the mountain. With a crazy regular season coming to an end, we've now reached the long-awaited Mountain West Championship game. Boise State hosts UNLV in a rematch of their Week 8 collision, with a spot in the college football playoff being guaranteed to the winner. Friday at 6 p.m. Mountain Time, we'll find out which one of these two incredible teams will get a shot at a national championship. Plenty of other stuff going on in the conference this week, but this is the main event. We're only talking about the championship in this episode. Let's dive right in. Let's start things off with a recap of round one of UNLV and Boise State. This was in week 8 at Allegiant Stadium. Boise State came into this one ranked at number 17. UNLV had just dropped out of the rankings after a very tough overtime loss to Syracuse, but by all means, there was a ton of hype coming into this game. Everybody knew that these were probably the two top teams in the Mountain West Conference, and it was a true boxing match with both teams holding leads in the fourth quarter, but it was Ashton Gentry's touchdown run with 12 minutes to go that would put Boise State up for good. And after getting one stop, the Broncos would run off the final 9 minutes of clock on their next drive to secure the victory. The Rebels were right there, but just never came up with a big defensive play to turn the tides. So after this one, Boise State had a pretty clear path to host the Mountain West Championship game, while UNLV would need some help with somebody beating Colorado State in their final three or four games of the season. So really quick, let's just go down both teams' paths to end the year. Boise State had two blowouts in their final four games. They destroyed San Diego State and had a very impressive win against San Jose State on the road. And they did have two close calls. They did have that 7-point win against Nevada, which had a bit of controversy towards the end, but they did survive in that one. And also in their second to last game of the year at Wyoming, they won that one 17-13 in a really tough matchup there. That game right there, Ashton Gentry essentially won by himself. Wyoming put together an incredible effort defensively, but Ashton Gentry really willed his team to victory. And that's how Boise State ended up at 11-1 hosting the Mountain West Championship. As for UNLV, they handled business in their final four games of the year. They had two blowouts against San Diego State, winning by 21, and beating their hated rival Nevada in the battle for the Fremont Cannon 38-14, but they did have two close calls as well. They beat San Jose State by 11 in a very rainy day at CEFCO Stadium, but still a bit of a close call there. Didn't pull away until the fourth quarter, and a very close call against Hawaii that they won 29-27, only winning by 2 points in a game where they did get a blocked punt that turned into a safety, so obviously that loomed large. But the Rebels were able to get some help from Fresno State, who knocked off Colorado State in the second to last week of the season, which opened the door for UNLV to slide into the Mountain West Championship. And now here we are. We get a rematch between Boise State and UNLV, and I could not be more excited. This is going to be just a phenomenal contest. If this game is anything like the last one, we're definitely in store for a classic. And with everything on the line, from a spot in the college football playoff to potentially a Heisman Trophy for Ashton Gentry, and of course the Craig Thompson Trophy for the winner here, just make sure you got your TVs turned on to this one on Friday night. Really quick, before we dive into the preview for this conference championship game, let's go over Ashton Gentry's chase for the Heisman and chase for Barry Sanders records. As of right now, Ashton Gentry has just under 2,300 rushing yards. He's currently 340 yards behind Barry Sanders there, so with at least two more games to play, definitely a very attainable goal there for Gentry to break Barry's single season rushing yards record. And Gentry currently has 28 rushing touchdowns, which is 9 behind Barry Sanders' mark of 37. So that one's going to be a little tougher to get to, but theoretically Boise State could play as many as 3 games at this point. You get the conference championship. If you make the playoff and you get a bye, then you play in the semifinal. If you win that game, you get the national championship. So if Gentry gets 3 games, maybe he can get 10 touchdowns in this final stretch and break Barry's rushing touchdown record as well. I think the yards record is definitely within reach, even if Ashton Gentry only gets one or two more games to try and reach that goal. As for the boogeyman's chase for the Heisman Trophy, the chances are starting to feel a little slim. As the weeks have gone on, Travis Hunter Jr., the corner and wide receiver from Colorado, has started to run away with the Heisman, according to Vegas at least. As of right now, Hunter is a -10,000 favorite to win the award, and Ashton Gentry is firmly in second place behind him at +2,000. Vegas feels like this is already locked up. At the very least, Gentry is 100% 100% in second place, as nobody is even close to him. There's a huge tie at third place behind him odds-wise, and those odds are at plus 50,000. So Genty's at plus 2,000, and just a mile away is the next guy at third. Ashton Genty in a very good spot to be a Heisman finalist and get to go to the festivities in New York, but as of right now, it's going to be tough for him to make up enough ground to get the Heisman Trophy. Obviously, he does have the advantage of Colorado not going to be in play for the college football playoff or a conference championship game. If Ashton Genty were to put together a masterful performance against UNLV and that leads the Broncos to a first round bye, then maybe that's enough to close the gap and Genty maybe has more of a chance going into the actual Heisman night. But regardless if he ends up winning the Heisman or not, just the fact that he's been in the conversation throughout the entire season, he's been at the top one or two of the Heisman rankings throughout the entire season, is just a testament to just how incredible of a talent he is. We've really never seen anything like Ashton Genty in this version of the Mountain West in terms of a undeniable offensive talent that just has no answer and has been consistent to no end. We quite simply have not seen anything as great as Ashton Genty has been this year. So even if he doesn't get the Heisman Trophy, he's going to get all the props that would come with winning that award because he certainly deserves it. All right, let's move on to our keys to the game. If UNLV wants to get revenge on Boise State and win the conference championship and get into the college football playoff, also potentially with a bye if they ended up being ranked higher than the Big 12 champion, the number one thing UNLV is going to have to do is stay in this game. You got to be within two scores at all times. If you give up a three touchdown run at any point to this Boise State team, you're done. You're not going to come back because this Boise State defense is very opportunistic, has a ton of experience. They're not going to give up three straight touchdowns and allow you to come back into this game if you find yourself in that spot. So UNLV's defense is going to have to do whatever possible to eliminate home runs from this Boise State offense. You're going to have to play deep in the secondary more than likely in case Ashton Genty breaks through the second level, or in case they try a play action and find somebody wide open past the first down marker. You're going to have to turn those 10, 15 yard gains into just that. You can't let those turn into home runs and touchdowns, because if that's the case, you're just not going to be able to keep pace with this Boise State offense. And on the flip side, UNLV's got to protect the football on the offensive side, and they've got to be consistently putting points on the board. If you're not keeping pace with this Boise State offense, you're just not going to have a chance. So offensively and defensively, UNLV is going to have to be on their A game. And I'd say in the first matchup, they were both on their B plus game, if that makes sense. The offense had one turnover. The defense played very well, limited Ashton Genty to his worst performance of the year. Still had over 100 yards and a touchdown, but technically his worst performance of the year. So they're going to have a similar output there, but a little more to get over the mountain and get this championship and national championship opportunity. Now, the key for Boise State to win the Mountain West here is that Ashton Genty is going to need some room to work with. That's the main thing that popped out on film when watching back that first game. While UNLV did have a very good defensive game plan on stopping Genty, having a huge emphasis on gang tackling and using multiple players to bring him down and not allowing him to brush off one defender and get some open space, if UNLV is able to do that in this second matchup, Boise State may have a tough time getting points on the board if they're completely relying on Maddox Mattson and the passing game, which admittedly has been pretty good throughout the season, but obviously not to the greatness level of Ashton Genty. Obviously, Genty's going to be the focal point of your offense if you get to choose. What Boise State's going to have to do is they're going to have to find Ashton Genty some room to work with. They're going to need to get him the ball in space with a couple of yards to make some guys miss, whether that's screen passes, whether that's outside runs. I just would really like to see a little bit less of the runs right up the middle for Ashton Genty, because UNLV's probably going to have that same defensive game plan of if anyone gets a hand on Genty, there better be three Rebel players tackling him right after. So how do you counter that? You get Genty in some space right off the snap, whether that's motioning him out of the backfield and getting him a quick screen pass, whether that's doing a stretch run to the outside, whether that's doing a pitch or something like that. You have to get Genty the ball in space, because this UNLV defense is good enough to limit Ashton Genty if he doesn't have that space. We saw that in the last game. So that's going to be the biggest factor here for Boise State. If Genty is able to get some room to work with and he's able to do what he does best, which is make people miss and go the distance, then it's going to be tough for UNLV to keep pace. But if UNLV can limit Genty and Boise doesn't focus focus on Genty getting room to work with, and they just run him up the middle a bunch of times, maybe it's not going to be enough offensively, and UNLV will be able to outrun Boise State, as weird as that is to say. After all of that, my prediction in this one, there's an argument to be made that this is the biggest game in Mountain West history. It's simple. The winner of this game will be in the college football playoff. Add in how great of a game the first meeting was, and this is destined to be a classic conference championship game. UNLV has to slow Ashton Genty down again, protect the football, and hit some home runs of their own. For Boise State, they need to feed their Heisman contender the ball, while the defense needs to keep Haj Malik Williams in check when he decides to take off and run. It's anyone's guess who wins this one, but my prediction is that Ashton Genty, who had his lowest output of the season in the first matchup, will carry the Broncos to the promised land just as he's done all season. My predicted final, Boise State 34, UNLV 27, with Genty topping 200 yards in total. That is it for this week's episode of the Hikes Peak Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. The champion will be crowned on Friday, and after that, we're getting really busy with transfers, bowl games, and more, so make sure to stick around close to the mountain. Also, our Mountain West transfer tracker is officially out now, so you can find a link to the full list of portal entries in the description on your podcast app. Follow us on Twitter at MWC Connection and find all of your Mountain West news at MWCConnection.com. If you enjoyed the episode, rate the show 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening on, or leave us a review on iTunes. Nothing helps the show out more than that, so any ratings would be greatly appreciated. Thank you again for listening. It all comes down to this. We've been hiking all season long to get to this moment. Let's see who wins the race. Until next time, I'm Jack Thompson, and thank you for coming back to the mountain.